think about the future, we mostly just think about our future here on this earth. That's what appears most important at the moment. What's going to happen to my health, my finances, my marriage, my children? Where am I going to live if things don't go the way I'd planned? We have plans, you see, and anything that looks like it's going to disrupt those plans, even if actually God has something much better for us than we'd planned, we get all touchy and we start to worry about it. But let's lift our eyes for a moment and look at the eternal destiny that God has for you and me. Because eternity, compared to our days here on this earth, is an incredibly long time, right? Yes, we suffer on earth. Yes, there are tears and there's pain and there are things in your life right now that you wouldn't have wished upon yourself. But they're there and that's it. In the middle of that reality, in the middle of your reality, God has this to say to you today. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that's about to be revealed to us. There's just no comparison between then and now, because one day in the not too distant future, the home of God will be among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things will have passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. See, that's where your life is headed if you believe in Jesus. That's the ultimate destiny. That's the certain hope, the rock-solid certain hope that God is giving you today. And I believe that he wants you and me to accept that certain hope into our hearts right now. Whatever suffering you're traveling through right at the moment, you have a future that is beyond anything you can ever imagine, ready and waiting for you. And Jesus has gone ahead to get things ready. John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, he said, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." So my friend, take courage today. Your life is headed towards an eternity in the presence of God, an eternity where you will worship him, enjoy him, be with him without end. And the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to you soon. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.